Okay. No one there. Okay, so we've shifted into gear here. Yeah? We want to move out of the question of how to be a Jew, although we don't want to leave that behind. When you find out why you want to be a Jew or why to be a Jew, you have to know how to be a Jew. This is not a Christianity class. But we want to step up ideas and try and understand why. Lam niyos yudi tafnun gimel. Amalas lam chizray sasapesi pu sheyesh pekoyche laavir esan nekuda oto anu reitzim levayer. In order to make this a little bit more real, going to tell us a story that has within it the ability to clarify the subject that we're trying to understand. לפני זמן קאת עובדה שבזמן הזעזעי עמות הספים של אנשי חינוך בוצות הברית. And we've seen the story many times. Different version, slightly, whatever. Here's the story. I apologize for the repetition of the story, but the story should mizazay you. If you're honest. Bach za shiva za khshivois beretz ba'atzot abrit. Lamed b'chu shaye mukhzak yudi. Ulamed v'itchanech. V'kol ha-moistis ha-regilim v'ha-mukubolim. He learned, this bocha learned in all the regular marechet of chinuch. He was a good boy. V'ina kashe agye l'pirkoi. Chokra achre mishpochtoi v'moitzoi. They went and they found, you know. He's barre l'idamad kulam sh'asavta shlo yis a-goya. When he came for Shidduchim, so they started checking a little bit to see, you know, people start checking into you to see. Anyway, came out that his safta, he had a safta that wasn't Jewish. Shavatarich Giyur, Shenitach Vilchatit. She had a Geirus, that she was a Geirus, that wasn't really a kosher Geirus. And it wasn't a goy goy that came from the, you know, from the sticks, whatever. He was a Jew. His stuff was Jewish. He just didn't know. Lachiki, she's not Jewish. So he's now a goy. Rosh Yeshivas hayu nes'ari ma'od l'noicha chagilu ha'marish hazeh. Lachay usurim sh'nitel l'potoy v'ayah zuba kalut. Everyone was obviously shocked. But it's a very easy problem to solve. Yeah. Hey, machinim erosh beistim mumche l'inyon yigyu. You get together a basin of mumchim in gear, sipral b'chud dvarim kavas, and you explain to the bocha what's going on. Toch kedai shem ashlim emestivrem, sh'nitel lepotoy sabaya, b'nirut, kan v'cheir esamach yishne basin, sh'eich leger oto, ulatbil oto liyadut, lepuch oto liyudit kosho. Okay, it's the chumrah, but again, it's the chumrah, but it's good. There's a basin here in the next room, there's a mikveh. Whole thing's over in 5 minutes. You don't have to go for gairim classes because he's a full-fledged yeshiva bocha. Talmud Chochem as well. He's been through the best of what American chinuch has to offer. He started asking questions. Not so quick. Slow down a second. אם אכן אין את הדבר שהוא יוכל מתה לחיות כגוי והקודש ברוך הוא לא תובע ממני יויסים משבע מיצוס בני נוח? ממה שגוי? If I would just keep שבע מיצוס בני נוח, הקודש ברוך הוא לא תהיה לי זו מי, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, because he's a guy. רואי שישיב אמר לא את האמס. רואי שבסך, תתן לי בצ'וד. אם אתה רוצה, אתה יוכל לעזוב את הדעת היהודית ולחלוץ כגוי. יופ, על פי הלוח, of course. You're a goy. Goy has to keep Shiva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. You want to leave Yiddishkeit and go up and live like a Shiva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. No one can have any titles against you. He's a goy. Im kach amar rabachu. Ma'ali l'tzorazos. So who needs all the tzoros? Does nachan oben kol ha... Madu alai liyos meshubah l'tareg mitzvahs. What do I need there? The oil of tareg mitzvahs. Dai liyos goy ha'gon. Hashem and Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He's not going to go become a prostitute. He's going to keep Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked him to do.
Recording in progress.
Dai Lilia is going hogun, a shame a shame of Mrs. Brenner, Mr. De, my lo Kim, but you, Mrs. Ailu, but so long, I'll build my cash with a shim cup, but no more. Why can I zap? It's by some major stroke of going in a very good Sheva Mrs. Brenner. Look, David, where are you?
Manchester.
Okay, I need to speak to you. So if you can just email me or somehow let me know, or even, yeah, give me a chat or a number where I can get hold of you or your whatever. Some
way. A number where you can get.
Not now, afterwards, whatever. Okay. WhatsApp or carrier pigeon or whatever. Some way to get hold of you.
I've got a carrier pigeon here.
Well, I'll speak to you afterwards. But you know what, when the shift finishes, don't go away. I'll talk to you on Zoom. It's also a valid mode of communication. Everybody in town, world. Stop. He had a look at it this way. If I'm a Jew, I want to be a good boy. To be a good Jew means I've got to keep all the mitzvahs. I've got to do what Hashem wants. Wrong one. Oh, I just closed Zoom. I just want to be a good Jew. I want to be a good boy. So if I'm Jewish, then being a good boy means Tariah. And if I'm a goy, it means being a good boy means Sheva. That's it. I'll do whatever I have to do. I'm not talking about someone who doesn't want to do the right thing. He wants to do the right thing. But there's more to Yiddishkeit than just doing the right thing. He never tasted the Shabbos. He never tasted a Leila Seder. He didn't taste the beauty of... He was learning Torah in Yeshiva. You just pack that up and leave. Good morning, I'm not Jewish. I don't need this. Cheers. Ein zu ashmatenu ana atsmenu lo kibalnu khinukh kaze ikha khinukh ise gebalni asovit kabalos omitzvos. We also never got that khinukh, the khinukh of kabalos ol malchus shemayim. We also got the khinukh your malchuba, you got an advantage. Because before you became Jewish, you wanted to walk. You had to deal with the walk questions. But if you were born into this and you didn't put the brakes on and decide for yourself to try to understand why, then you're not your fault. You were taught about Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. You never said the first Parsha of Shema. You said the second Parsha, as the Gemara then Brochus says. And that was necessary for a Tekufa because it was Tekuf Evesh. Okay. What you said, will be Yom and Pinkus for starting this in time. It's Nishkin Raya from Yah. Because at the end of the day, he was a goy. A goy can't taste the beauty of a Shabbat. And a goy can't experience the wondrousness and the beauty of being a Yid. So you have no raya yet. That's what he used to say. He was a goy. If he was a Yid, it couldn't have happened. From his Israel. And he's wrong. Because it happens to Yidden also. This problem also happens to Yidden. There are many Yidden. And if you're honest with yourself, there's a part of you as well. And if you were found out that you weren't Jewish, why are you Jewish? I'm talking. Hello, you with me? You find out you're not Jewish, but you're Jewish. Yeah? It was a mistake. They thought you weren't Jewish and they came to you with this option, but really you were Jewish. And you were given the choice to Magair or not. If you're really honest with yourself, it would be not a kosher mistake.
You go on like a 48-hour little spree. And
so
then
that's another.
Yeah, I'm just being honest. I'm just being real.
That's We'll see now. We're gonna answer that right now. Yeah, that's exactly what we're gonna see now. That we'll see now. We'll see Rav Shimshon David Pinkus, the brother of Yosef Binyamin, what he said about this. His older brother, Abner, was nifta this week, I think. So I heard of Abner was nifta yesterday. But that's the vote. Goyish and Neshama can't taste what we taste as a yid. So on this bokhi, not have a taina. Okay, but we can still use it as a marshal because we know today. We know today that you would ask many yidden this question, and if you're honest, maybe even yourself. I don't know. Not so quick to Magal. I can't say that. There is that Indian that every year stood at Asina and whatever, you know, lost the Shom Echreistish.
The opposite would be also correct. A Jew cannot live like a Goy. It would be not something possible.
We have Bechira.
Yes, but
we have Bechira.
It's not compatible with. If it's something wrong, like
I don't know, 90% of the Yidden in the world that are living like Goyim, and how many of those that 10% that are from are living like Yidden? Are we in our from world? You're touching on the raw nerve here. Are we us from Yidden? Have we Magayed yet? Not so partial. Are we living with true Yiddish values? I don't know. But in our world, in the Haredi. Torah, we're not Haredi, that word is ridiculous. No clue what it means. No one's ever going to show me what that word means. In today's context. No, not even who invented it. The Pasuk in Navi. Why the Frum Yishuv in the times of Yosef and Sonnenfeld were called Haredi because they were. It was a small group of very holy Gedali Olam that lived in Yerushalayim. That was the Yishuv, the old Yishuv. And they were called Haredim. That's why the Haredim started. It was with them, with that kedusha, that purity. What it is today, faceless. What it is? I don't know what it is. I don't know. Titles are. I'm going to go like Rav Gifter. The minute you start giving a title, there is nothing to do with Torah. Torah is an achdus. Torah is a oneness. To call yourself a this or a that or a this or a that means you've shattered the achdus of Torah. Therefore, it's no more Torah. Therefore, the best thing to say about yourself is I'm a Jew who's trying to keep Torah. That's about as close to the definition of a Haredi that I ever get. Put that aside, they're all relevant, yeah. But even in our world, in the Torah world, in the Shema Torah mitzvahs world, are we really living like Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, or are we perhaps more like Noach Tzaddik? Was it Tzaddik? And he did everything he was supposed to do. The Torah says so. The Torah says he was a tzaddik. He did everything he was supposed to do. But he was a boy. And Avraham Avinu, Magayot. Are we living like Noah or like Avraham Avinu? That's a question everyone has to ask himself. So this is the event that happened. Not such a positive event. What makes this event problematical for us is not the story. The story I can brush off and say, hey, it was a guy. The problem is a certain percentage, large percentage of our youth today would make the same decision. If were they Jewish neshamas, they were given the choice. If they could opt out, they would. And many do.
We see the tradition a lot. People was not religious, but they don't convert to Christianity. That means even it's not.
You're talking about when? Today or then?
Even today, I am sure that
nobody converts to Christianity. Even the Christians are running away from Christianity. Yeah, yeah, there's no values about anything today. The only people that are running to their religion is Islam. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, and nobody really can understand that phenomenon. It's a very hard to understand phenomenon why Islam is exponentially expanding so fast. But that may have nothing to do with religion. That might have more to do with some other psychological issues.
Sure, there's a connection.
100%, but he's not living a vibrant, full-fledged, light-up Jewish life. I'm not talking about Shema Torah and mitzvahs. I'm talking about someone who's even Shema Torah and mitzvahs. He's not living like a Jew.
Yes, but I don't say he lives like a Jew. He lives not like a Jew.
He doesn't live like a guy. He doesn't live like a guy. Okay, you want to be polite? I'm a kabbal. I'm a kabbal. I'm a kabbal. I'm a kabbal. I'll say something. And you have to be moichumi. But I'm not saying this. The sorry, my condition, all say this. He's not living like a guy. He's living like a behemoth. Why? Why? No, I'm not just going to say. Because Salavovas, the Kveda Batsma himself, said, and he saw this, no, this week, that when a Yid is not using his mind to live like a Yid, he's not like a behemoth, he's worse than a behemoth. Because the mila that we have over a behemoth is our seichel. And when a person's not using his seichel, so then he doesn't have any milas over a behemoth, because a behemoth has many more milas than a human being. Because the human being has seichel. I'd much rather be a behemoth than a human being without seichel. Behemoth's got strength, he's got koyach, he can survive out there. We can't survive without a seichel. We're worse. Okay. I'm not saying insulting, it's just a mitzvah. If a person is not fulfilling his tafkid in the world, and not just by doing the mitzvahs like Noah. We see Noah fell very short of what was expected of him. Very short. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, perplexing Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. There were 10 generations from Adam to Noah. Then there was 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. Achev Avev, Kulam Hichis is a Kodesh Boku, the Egel, a Kodesh Boku. Ad sheyov Avram v'kibul schak kulam. Let's take the Mishnah. We understand that Mishnah? Nothing. We understand in that Mishnah. First of all, why did you break it up into two? It was Adam to Noah, but Noah didn't do anything either. So then just like 20 generations from Adam to Avram. But it says kulam hichis is a kolish bohu. Ad shebo Avram avinu. The lock of schar kulam. He took all the schar. He took 20 years of schar. 20 generations of schar. So why are you interluding with Noah? That's number one. Number two is what schar was there for Abram to take? If they were entitled to schar, they should get the schar. Why is Abram getting the schar? We don't understand too much about this. But we see that anyway, we see that Noah didn't do what he was supposed to do, because otherwise we would have said, 10 generations from Adam to Noah, they're all angered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Noah came and took Schar Kulam. Doesn't say that. Because Noah wasn't zeichet to any of the Schar. Because obviously he didn't do what his tafkid in the world was. He missed something. That's boshit. You have to say that. He was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. So you see, you can be a Noah tzaddik. But it's not enough. You have to be an Avram Avinu. You have to convert. You have to become a Yisrael Oved Hashem. Noah was happy to be a Noah tzaddik. Like this Bochum is happy to keep seven mitzvahs of Anoya. With all the Igurim and Chumras and anything in there, mitzvahs of the Anoya. Or to Magair and become an Avram Avinu? I see we have to go back and learn Chalek Aleph again. The Seder. Okay. Let's go one further step here. La'acha iru aniska li'el nasatim ha'goyim shimshim dovit pinkazev tzadich lebrocha. After this event happened, he was traveling with Rav Shimshon. So they were discussing this question. I heard it from Rav Shimshon. They were at one of the Shabbos seminars. That's where it happened. I heard the story from him and from Shimshon. I heard it from both. This is your question. Can I just go putting it out? That's a good question. This is a simple idea to you with a slightly subtle shift in emphasis. Okay, watch carefully. What will you do? Rav Zviel asked Rav Shimshon, if you find out you're Jewish, what will you do? Rav Shimshon Zatzal Shalomad Yeshiva's brisk. Varosh Raya Shakur Belimud and Yannick Kotchim. Rav Shimshon learned in brisk. He was a shtickle, he was a son of a chosid, like his grandparents and everything, but he was also a brisker. The Bzelik, so Shtag Guzun sounds a brisker son of an interesting mixture. They were cousins. They're cousins, yeah. Okay. So Rav Shimshon was a kochin guy. Kofot Zvama, without even thinking. He said, Ani eita ratz lakrif korban. Dova mutala ben noach, gamba yameinu. A goy today can bring a form. Bomber is mutabah going to that. Also for G. He can't bring the korban. We can only bring a korban on Harabais. Since we can't go to Harabais, we can't bring kabbonis. We can't bring a korban. But a great can bring a korban. So Rav Shimshon said, if I discovered that I wasn't Jewish, I would run into a korban quickly. Similar to your question. I was just bring a korban, right? That's what you meant. And then afterwards, I'd go straight from the bomber to the base and I'd have a guy. What did Rabbi Israel say? Ach, lumotoy, tanita yitim avater al elef korbanos. Rabbi Israel said, because while Rabbi Israel grew up in Hungary in the Holocaust, and he had to run away and pretend to be a goy, and he was running and hiding with a very different creature, he said, I would mevater on 1,000 korbanos. Lo lav sidet aschut liyos yudi rega echot. Keep all your korbanos. I wouldn't give up being a Jew for 1 minute. Well, I'm busy bringing a korban, I'm a goy. Keep your korban. I want to be a yid. He would sneak into the basement straight away. Keep your korban. Answer to your question about the 48 hours. The Egyptian had the same question as you. So you're an obtrusion side.
You're at a different level.
It's the same thing. But I don't know why you believe in yourself.
From Brisk, whatever.
But I don't know what you call it. You're obtrusion. The things that I need to do that I can't do because I'm a year. So I'll go do those and then I'm a guy. That's obtrusion. You're obtrusion. I would love to say that I'm a Brazil. Because Kabbalah's right there, don't move. I don't really understand it. I don't really get Kabbalah. Which is not such a bad thing. That's why we don't have them. We don't have an Ashama that can chap Kabbalah. But be that as it may, I don't know what I would do. Would I run to do a Corbin? I don't see myself doing that. If Shimshon was going and he was giving me a ride, and I would go with him and I would go together, I think, well, maybe. But on my own, I would jump out of bed and run and bring a Corbin. I need local, I get it. Yeah. Okay, I find a hard time just to say kabbonis. Would I do what Rabbi Israel does? I don't know. I would love to, of course, to be a great one. Who's going to get that evidence? What part? The local. There's lots of things swirling around in our head that we would love to just do before we die. The look for sure. Yeah, we can say it with a smile and it's humorous, but when you go home alone and you think about this, the matkin, mavel varayim.
I could have asked if we have a 24-hour period, but I said 48 hours, so it shows where
I'm. Take 6 months. I'm talking about the Nakuda. When it's all said and done, would I'm a guy, a Kleistisch. Lacha shenach, shenach, sheneschanoi, esmahalach ha-machshav ve'eganu le-meskona. After they discussed this, they came to the meskona. Ke'ahevdel b'nei ninud b'keiris chayeinu. And he's Shaykh Ledoa Shaw. He was part of the generation of the Holocaust. Kelitzi, Avati Tekufa Kashe, Bo Ischabnu, Vistanu, Mukhupasim Kagoy. He went through a period of life where his life was in danger all the time. He was staring death in the face 24/7. And they had to pretend to be Goyim. Asidu Kamitzas Atari Vachaibehem, Veloy Shamus Behem. They were keeping Vachaibehem with all the Hidurim. Yeah? With very little Tayre of Mitzvahs. Well, we're going to cause both to tell you, the Tzadik Lass is called Tetzdake Sheva Oilam Al Manas Lishmo Eschayo. He needs to do everything he can in order to keep his life. A few of them are Chilas Nevelis for Trevis, Chilu Shabbos created him there. Even if he has to eat Nevelis and Trevis in Mechal Shabbos, he has to keep his life. Who taught us that? Blood by email, by Sarah. Shimon, we spoke about that yesterday. That's the message. That's the only message. Well, what can I do? I heard that from the Makubal, the back of Hilal himself. That's what he said about the Shimon. He didn't talk about lights coming out of Shemaim or whatever. Anybody learn some Zohar today? Everybody did. You said Rish Shmei this morning when they took out the paper Torah. Everybody learned Zohar this morning. So even Yaitzi at least, the minimum shear. Rabbanut. That was him. Hachinuch haikri shekibalti hayabal mesi yochid. The message he got, the chinuch he was able to get and absorb, and what was critical for him to survive. Alecha lishmo al atzmacha kedei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeh od yehudi ba'olam v'sulo. You have to keep yourself alive so that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu there will be another yid in the world. Zeh, Torah, mitzvahs, hidurim, chumras. Shimon bar Yochai also didn't have a lulav for 12 years. 13 years before. He didn't eat matzah for 13 years. He didn't have any dominion for 13 years. He wasn't Mechal Shabbos because but he didn't make a tish. A Pesach Seder. Tommy learned through the night. He learned through the night every night. But why? Going out the cave, this is the potter. The entire Roman army was looking for him. That was the chinuch they got. Kiyuma mitzvah zoyz de kuba loy abo rosh men yonom. Ela hatzivu la kai shol b'chai ben. Then one mitzvah in the head. 630 mitzvahs arois. One mitzvah b'chai ben. Kach. באופן טבעי, חודר לליבו הקורא, שהדובה הכי חשוב לקורש ברוך הוא, זה עוד רגע חיים של יהודי. So when I was growing up as a child, and this was the message I was getting from my father day in and day out, and from the circumstances, I understood that one moment of life of a Jew is enormously critically important to Hashem. That was the message I got. Not that mitzvahs are critically important, not that they're not. Of course they are. But the Ikka message is, your life is unbelievably valuable and kosher. Memele kashelta ashayla kivyochu ma'adif, od rege yudi, or akrovus korban. For me, when the choice came up, one more minute of being a Jew or one more korban, it wasn't even a choice. I apostled me. Reina shiratet lakolash bo, od rege yudi, choshe mikola toira kula. It was choshe to me that give Hashem one more moment of a Jewish life is more important than all the Torah. Because that's how I grew up. That was the Matthias. Shimshin grew up in the chinuch that we grow up with today and that we machanach our children today. What's the first thing that came to his mind, in his genius mind, when this question was posed to him? Oh, another mitzvah. And of Israel, when he has this choice, he says, oh, another minute to being Jewish. You see the two opposites? The one is Kabbalah or Malchus Shammai. No, it's Kabbalah or Mitzvah. Not, by the way, that Shimshon didn't have a Kabbalah or Malchus Shammai. Shimshon was, who was closer to Hashem, real, than him? Who was more real with Hashem than him? You see this table here? It's real. That's Hashem has to be for you. Real. She said it in Hebrew as well. Can you dim Mazay real? And he was real. You watched him dub it. It was like someone having a conversation. Anyway, that's the two poles that are at stake here, as represented by Rabbi Zvi himself and Rabbi Shimshon. Oh, yeah, missed them both. Yeah, stop that, yes?
It doesn't answer the question about...
Okay. What question?
If you could go, if in that situation, you could go on a little bit of... I'm talking about bringing carbon.
It does answer the question. It answers the question specifically. First? Who are you asking the Shiloh to? I want to get to the bottom of this because otherwise you've missed the whole point here.
Okay.
You're asking me?
You're not in the Matthias, you're
in the world of Kabbalah or Malchus Shammai. Tazov halacha for a minute. It's the whole message here. Put aside halacha for 1 minute. Is your being Jewish so important to you? Yeah. That you wouldn't give it up for 1 minute? Well, no, there's other things I need to take care of which I can't do as a Jew. Be it a korban, be it a cheeseburger, whatever it is, are you prepared to give up that moment of being Jewish? That's a question only you can answer. No one can answer that, Charlotte, for you. And I warned you in the beginning, it's embarrassing sometimes.
Yeah, so my
When I said Shalos Ani Goy this morning, what did I mean?
Well, I'm not even sure if I said it. 1 second.
Maybe. Maybe that was yesterday. Rav David, don't run away. I need to speak to you. Just 1 second. Okay, fine. Let's put off the recording. The world doesn't need to hear my conversation.